I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The humanitarian crisis is deepening in the Gaza Strip. Global Aid Network's Director of Disaster Assistance says the biggest unmet need in the region is clean water. Their teams are bringing in water filters to help. Gaines' team is reaching the heart, too.
What we teach our people to do is to mourn with them, to be prepared, to love on them unconditionally without reservation. Oftentimes in this kind of environment, people will even ask, why did you come? You have loved this. Why are you doing that? And at that point, we train our people to be prepared to give a reason for the hope that is within them.
Next, Bethany Christian Services has just introduced a new opportunity for you to serve. Pam Harrington explains the vision behind the Ethiopia program was to make a significant Christian impact across the board in children's services to help keep the families together in Ethiopia. They're also interested in helping children in extreme desperation, which includes the area's 16,000 orphans.
We can also help families adapt who are interested in really going that extra mile and providing a family for a child that would not otherwise have a family. And we see this as a real ministry.
And after one missionary was rushed to the hospital by plane in Papua New Guinea, Wycliffe Associates has begun fundraising. Wycliffe says that similar incidents in the country are common. And since the terrain is difficult to get through, aircrafts are a must. Currently, Wycliffe is raising funds to reopen and maintain the airstrips to ensure the safety of its staff and volunteers in the likely event of any other emergencies. You're invited to help with funding as you can. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.